Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Hey, good afternoon, friends. It's Giff Briner here, another program of Two Guys with Heart. Me and my very good friend,
Dave Colonen.
Dave Colonen. We have a very important message for you today. David, this is one of our greatest subjects I think we've had in a long time. We always come up with interesting subjects, but can you tell me something that would be possibly more sensitive than tithing? That's the nature of our material today.
Oh, Giff. You know, important. A lot of people are going to turn the dial. I don't want to hear about money.
Yes.
How much I owe the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right. Tell them not to touch that dial.
Right.
You tell them, Dave.
Wherever they are. We're going to help you today. We're going to help you.
Tithing is important. You see, it doesn't have to be words from Giff and Dave. It can come right out of the Holy Scriptures. Powerful, powerful facts that we should understand and know. You see, tithing is not a payment of a debt. It's an acknowledgement of a debt. It's what we owe to the Lord. And as Carla mentioned earlier, we were talking about the subject. She said, you know, there's no way that we could pay off our debt to the Lord or what we owe. There isn't that much money on earth. And she's correct. It's not a matter of dollars and cents. Sometimes as much as your whole spirit, your whole person, your whole self, giving of yourself to not only to the Lord, but to each other. And the older I get, the more important I find out that really is. Tithing is the golden door to your financial favor. You want to stop having a difficulty with your money? You want to say, why am I poor? Well, I can tell you how to fix that problem. It's very simple. If you're not tithing, then you're not worthy of God's favor. It's just that simple. Tithing is a biblical practice of returning a 10% of your income back to God after you have earned it. That's right out of the Scriptures. Let me read this from Leviticus. And concerning the tithe of the herd or of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. That's Leviticus chapter 27, verse 32. Throughout the Old Testament, Abraham and other tithers in the New Testament even gave the Pharisees, the hypocritical religious crowd that remembered to tithe. They all had to do that. That was right out of the Scriptures. The Old Testament confirms giving as honoring the Lord. Honor thy Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burn out with new wine. So that's from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. So this isn't anything that was new, that was created during the New Testament time period. This tithing idea goes all the way back to the beginning. Tithing was a practice of Abraham. Tithing means tenth. So when we say tithing, we're talking about a tenth. The great patriarch Abraham gave back 10% of his income as proof and evidence that he honored God as his provider. He was blessed incredibly by it. Abraham was very rich in cattle and in silver and in gold. Genesis 13, verse 2 says that. The tithing and the obedience of Abraham produced blessings for his son Isaac. Then Isaac sowed into the land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great and went forward and grew great until he became very great. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herd and great stores of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Genesis chapter 26, verses 12, 13, and 14. That's where I just read that, right out of the scriptures. Tithing is holy unto the Lord. Tithing is your golden gate to your personal financial supply. Bring ye all the tithes into your storehouse, that there might be meat in mine house, and prove me now wherein, saith the Lord of hosts, I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour out to you the blessings, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. You see, there's talking about tithing and giving, and that's going to be multiplied 100-fold. Some places it says 10-fold, some places it says 100-fold. Tithing can create a financial flow for your children and generations after you. It can be passed on from generation to generation. Here's one of my favorites. Tithing reveals humility. Your tithe is proof that you recognize the worthiness and authority of God over your life. The arrogant people, they will not tithe. Now, you see, there are three kinds of atheists. Those who believe that God does not even exist. Those who believe they are capable of doing anything God can do. Or those who believe that they themselves are God in their own life. Non-tithers position themselves like the atheist. They will keep the tithe. They feel that they are their own God in their own life. It is the ultimate proof of arrogance and pride. Tithing can break any financial curse on your life and your family. You see, those who rob God of their tithe and their offerings are also robbing him of their living. And they're living under a curse of poverty and hard times. You can be the member of your own family that breaks the curse. Your seed is the proof of your faith. Obviously, God always penalizes a thief. You see, Dave, probably the best example that I received as a young man was from a gentleman in our church. His name was Henry Castle, a super, super, super fine Christian gentleman. He told me a story when I was a young man and he was in his senior years. He has since gone on to be with the Lord. But he told me of a story when he was a young married man. He and his wife, Ruth, were having some financial difficulties, which, you know, let's face it, even to this day, younger people sometimes can find their financial burdens making ends meet. What's the old expression? There's too much month at the end of the money. Well, that's commonplace. And he said to her one time, what are we going to do that we're having these financial difficulties? And she was a fine Christian lady even in her younger years, and she looked at him and said, you know, we are not giving our 10% to the church. If we start doing that, our financial problems will go away. And he graciously accepted that as a young Christian. And he said, from now on, we'll do that. He started giving 10% of his income to the church, and his financial woes disappeared. He said, I've been doing it ever since. He spent his whole life tithing because of what his wife taught him at a young age. Isn't that a fantastic story? He told me that, and I just never forgot it. He must have told me that, oh my goodness, 40-some years ago. And it really left a strong impact with me, and I realized how important that man's words were to me. We've all got to learn to share the blessings that God has given to us. You as a pastor, and all of your years of ministry, Dave, have probably been faced with difficult times, not only in your private life, but probably in your church life as well, in trying to make sure your budget is complete. How did you handle those difficult times in your younger days?
Well, my family, they wanted me to, when I was released from the couriers, they wanted me to go on the road with them. I had three daughters, married three preachers, and we had some kids and others coming along. Some of my daughters were pregnant, and they wanted me to go on the road with them and go from church to church. And I said, how are we going to get there? They said, well, we're going to have to buy something. And we looked at a bus, and a bus wasn't big enough for three big families. And so we decided to buy a rig for each family. And we didn't have any money. My kids, they were in debt up to their ears, and they looked at me and said, Dad, you're the only one that has anything. And I said, well, Judy and I will sell our house, and the profit we make from it, we'll buy the RVs. I felt like to Judy, I said, Judy, we are crazy, but this is what God's asking us to do. He'll take care of us. Years later, a couple came up to us and said, we want to build you a house for free.
Oh, wow.
So that was 16 years ago.
Yeah.
I live in Dealsburg on 45 Dannery Road. It was a house given to Judy and I.
How about that?
We picked it from the book of plans for homes.
Mm-hmm.
And our neighbor built it. And we lived in it. We haven't paid a dime for a house for 16 years.
Isn't that incredible?
And I look back and say, well, you know, I gave my house up, and God said, I'll give you a better one.
Yep. That's right.
Are you kidding me? There's
isn't
that
fantastic?
No comparison between the house I'm living in now and the one house I gave him to say, hey, let's get on the road.
Yeah.
But for 13 years, we traveled all over America.
Yeah.
And did God's work. My children are today better than they've ever been before, happier. They're closer to Judy and I. We have our kids that would live in our home if they thought they could get away with it.
Yeah.
We're that close.
Uh-huh.
And
that's fantastic.
God takes care of you when you take care of him.
Yep.
So I've learned that. And I've learned when the preacher needs an offering and somebody comes into church preaching, the pastor gets up and says, you know, we need to help this guy.
Yeah.
I love to put $100 on the plate and then watch them the next 10 days. It all come back.
Yeah. Yes.
Through the mail, through somebody, some friend, something here, a rebate.
It goes back tenfold.
It's unbelievable.
Yes, it does.
Sometimes
it works.
It comes the next day.
Yeah, yes.
And Judy and I just said, we go to the mailbox expecting anything and everything.
The Lord provides, doesn't he?
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
Tithing is precious.
Absolutely amazing how that works.
Yeah.
But it's proven. And, you saying that reminds me of these people that are very, very wealthy. You know, you hear about these very wealthy people, well-to-do, giving away millions of dollars. And it's almost a contest with them. I think they started back with, F.W. Woolworths and Firestone and Ford. And those guys started that process. And it works for them, too. They're giving away millions. And, you know, every time they do that, they get $10 million back for every million they give away.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter if you have a little money or a lot of money. If you're going to be tithing to the Lord, you are going to be rewarded. Tithing can break that financial curse on your life. Tithing is evidence of your love for God. Tithing is extremely, extremely important. Your giving is proof that God lives within you. It is the evidence of the nature of God is flourishing inside your heart. Whether it is money, mercy, love, giving is the first true evidence of eternal love for one another. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Tithing is proof that you have conquered greed. God gives what you can't walk away from. You have mastered it. Tithing is proof that you have mastered greed. Tithing is proof that you have mastered fear, for that matter. Tithing is proof that you believe that the Word of God is in you. The Word of God is a collection of instructions. God longs to be believed. He promised that those who would tithe and bring offerings to him would see financial harvest as a result. That's biblical. Let me read from Mark chapter 10. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution and in the world to come eternal life. That's right out of Mark chapter 10, verse 30. It says that.
Can I just jump in here?
Sure, go right ahead, Dave.
If you don't tithe, you tell everybody that God is not really that he's supposed to be. If you become a thief and you spend God's money first and you never give it back, you're going to end up saying, wow, what happened to us? Why are we so far off course?
That's right.
Because we did not take care of what God gave us correctly.
That's right.
We have a good subject today.
That's powerful. That's the story of the 10 talents, the 5 talents, and the 1 talents. It's the same. You see, Jesus is encouraging us. He talked about money a lot. And our shows we have on the Cumberland Valley Christian Radio has several shows that are lend themselves to financial success. To Hey Howard, and he talks about money and staying out of debt, and he references scripture in every one of his shows. And we can reference the same scripture out of Proverbs. It tells us not to be in debt. He is always advocating that. And that's what I am trying to share with our people today. Our listeners need to understand that if you're tithing, you're going to be out of debt. And you will live debt-free, and that will increase the quality of your life. And in everything you do, you will be blessed by working with the Lord, doing your part. And that is part of that worship, is tithing. And when you write out a check for your tithe, it documents your faith in God. It is proof of your confidence in His Word. You really do believe that His Word works, so why not follow it? You have fully embraced the wonderful truth that God is not a man, that He should lie, neither the Son of Man, that He should repent. Hath He said, and hath He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and He shall not make it good? Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, it says that. Yet millions of people attend church every Sunday and walk out with the holy tithe in their pocket. Hey, sometimes they will drop a few dollars in the place and as an offering, as a substitute. But why do they do that? Well, they do not believe that His promise of provision. You see, tithing creates a memory of you in the mind of God forever. He beholds His giving. His giving nature in you. And He saw also that a certain poor widow cast two widow mites. Remember that story? And He said of the truth, I say unto you that this poor widow has cast in more than any. Luke chapter 21, verse 2 and 3 says that. You see, Jesus documented this memory. The poor widow only had two coins, but she donated them both. That's a lady who was a strong believer. Tithing consistently creates a constant supply. Erratic tithing creates erratic tithing, or erratic harvest time. The tithe is an act of faith, a seed of obedience that creates momentum. When you tithe consistently, you create a constant harvest. So we all need to learn that and practice that. And that's not always easy. I understand that. Especially if you have bills to be paid and you're worried about making the rent or your mortgage or your car payment or whatever, you say, oh my, and you really want me to give $150 away this week? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Whatever that tithe might be, you're going to find yourself so richly rewarded. And I hope our listeners can appreciate that this is from the Word of God and not some fast-talking salesman. And you know something, Dave, I guess if I'm going to be honest, a lot of times when I was a younger man, that's how I interpreted those words. Like somebody was trying to draw some dollars out of me for their own benefit. We here at Cumberland Valley Christian Radio are not going to benefit from you giving your contributions to your church. Now, we will benefit from you sending your contributions to the radio station, and that we deeply appreciate. And that does honor God. And in every way that you can imagine, it is sincerely used properly and never, ever wasted. But that is something that has to be internal within you. That's a God gift that you have to learn to use wisely and not to waste it or take it for granted or to come up short. Like Dave said earlier, I like that that phrase you used. It's like a thief. If you're taking God's money, you're stealing from Him. So we have to use what we've been given properly and wisely. David,
let me tell you what else you have? I do. Well, sure. We got time? Or
yes, we do. Go right ahead.
I found a word that really made sense to me and helped me. Hmm? My parents called it holy money. Huh. So when you put that holy money, that's God's money, and don't touch it. And that made a difference in my young heart. And because my parents, they didn't have a lot of money, but they never missed paying their tithe. I can tell you today, not in a bragging sense, but I know we're way ahead with our tithe, Judy and I. Mm-hmm. Judy keeps the books. She pays the bills. I just keeping track with her. She informs me every once in a while. But I know she's a couple thousand dollars ahead.
Wow.
She stays that way so that we never miss out on what we owe God.
Yes.
That's how far we head, babe. Mm-hmm. And she looks around and she'll say, hey, we're doing good. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it.
Yes.
And it's holy money.
That's holy
money.
Yes.
What reach in your purse, lady, right now. Go in the bedroom and get your purse out and see if you have holy money in your purse.
Mm-hmm.
Holy. Mark it. Holy. God's money. This is it. Don't touch it.
You realize that very thought process is what keeps us on the air, Dave. It's people that want to share the good news. They want to be a part of that. They don't want to be taking advantage of letting other people pay their way. They want to be a part of the good news. That's what keeps us on the air. I would just love to read the names of the people. Of course, I can't do that. Of the people who contribute to keep this radio station on the airwaves. It's a nice list. And you would be surprised the number of repeats of people who give us money every month or every other month. It's an awful lot of that. That really is heartwarming to see that. These are people that have holy money, as you said. And they believe that the Word of God is keeping them on their right path. And they realize that the Christian radio is a part of that, spreading the good news. And it makes them feel good to be a part of that. That's what it's all about. That's why we're here. That's why we do this show. And that's why we keep this station on the airwaves.
I want to tell you something, Giff. I can remember, and I'm not on the board here. I'm only the chaplain. But I've come to some of the board meetings and listened to see where we are and what we're doing. We've been down to less than $100 in the bank. When I've walked out, it scares me to death.
Oh, yeah.
And then I come the next month, and we have taken time to pray.
Yes.
As the chaplain, I said, hey, guys, we got to pray. We got to fast and pray. I remember coming to my house in Dealsburg and bring the whole board over there, fast and prayed for a day.
That's right. We did that.
Home.
We did that.
And, you know, thousands of dollars came in to make $100 in the bank look like, wow.
Yeah.
Look where we're at today. We pay the bills. I mean, we're going on our fifth year or maybe our sixth year. I don't know for sure. But
started in 12th, May 19th.
We're paid up.
Yep.
We're paid up with all of our bills.
We are. We're caught up.
And we ask the Lord in prayer, and he ministers to us.
Yes.
We've asked the Lord for $20,000 for the last couple of months, the end of the year.
Yeah.
And that money has just rushed toward our station. I don't know how it comes in there, but it finally fits in the mailbox.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable what God is doing.
People are amazing, aren't they? They are amazing people that they've come to support us at our side. They realize what we stand for, what we represent, and we are not like some of those organizations who are making their board members wealthy, well-to-do. Just the opposite here at Cumberland Valley Christian Radio or through the Truckers Ministry. Our best donors, our best supporters are our board members. We do not accept any payment of any kind for any reason at any time. Our listeners are supporting us and keeping us on the air, and those board members are allowing us to use those dollars wisely and paying off our bills, and we're able to stay afloat. And it's because we have good people who understand the power of tithing, and they believe in the Lord Jesus, and they believe in spreading the good news, and they want to be a part of that. And when they are a part, every single person who donates, whether you donate $10 a month or whether you donate $10,000 a year, it doesn't matter. You are all a part of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio with your contributions. Deeply, deeply appreciated. Dave, we only have a minute left. Can you share some final thoughts with us about tithing?
Hey, we at this station, we have watched God take care of our needs. We started live streaming our station. We go around the world. You know, we get letters from from a lot of different countries. We have over 1,000 people that listen far from here every day to our radio broadcast and thank the Lord for us. They send us letters and say, I'm far from you. I mean, we get letters from South America, North America.
Africa.
Africa.
Yeah.
They're all learning how to care for us.
Yes.
Well, today was a good day. Every day is good with you, Giff. I wish that we had more time. We could spend hours at this.
And yeah, we could.
Chit-chat about.
We believe in what we're doing, don't we, Dave? And we have our heart in it. That's why we call ourselves Two Guys with Heart. We're trying to share with our listeners some encouragement to live a godly life. And that's what we do, the very best of our abilities. Tithing is a piece of that. And we want our listeners to understand that when you're giving out of your own pocket, out of your own wealth, out of your own accomplishments, and you're giving that to the work of the Lord, that you are doing exactly what the Lord expects of you. And that is a past into eternity. I'm not saying you can buy your way into heaven. I'm saying you can see favor in God by doing what he expects. That's worshiping in every way that you know how. Thank you, my friends. Good talking to you. Bye-bye for now.
Good to be with you, Giff. Have a good one. Bye-bye.